From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. European Union leaders hoped early Tuesday they reached the outlines for a possible deal with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey. They said they were confident a full agreement could be reached at a summit next week. After months of disagreements and increasing bickering among the 28 EU nations, French President François Hollande said the summit has created hope that the refugee question can be dealt with through solidarity in Europe and efficiency in cooperation with Turkey. All eyes are centered now on March 17th and the start of a two-day summit to finalize a commitment and clinch an ironclad deal, which the leaders hope would allow for the return to normalcy at their borders by the end of this year. Meanwhile, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu will continue talks with Greece on the migration crisis at a meeting planned in the Turkish coastal city of Izmir. The two leaders will head to talks Tuesday at a joint meeting of cabinet ministers. It comes just hours after the European Union summit in Brussels that outlined a deal that would see migrants being sent back from EU member Greece to Turkey on a larger scale. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras flew directly to the Turkish city from Brussels to attend the talks. Iran has test-fired several ballistic missiles from silos across the country Tuesday. That's according to the official website of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and it defies recent U.S. sanctions on its missile program. The website says the test was intended to show Iran's deterrent power and also the Islamic Republic's ability to confront any threat against the Islamic Revolution. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Syria will begin holding substantive talks between the Syrian government and the opposition no later than Monday. A spokeswoman for Stefan de Mistura says the talks will officially start on Wednesday. However, logistics and other issues mean that delegations are likely to arrive in Geneva over several days. The spokeswoman, Jesse Cahin, specified the timetable Tuesday. It comes amid media reports giving various dates for the start of the talks. Somalia's intelligence service cooperated with the U.S. in airstrikes that killed more than 150 al-Shabaab members Saturday. That's according to an official from the intelligence service Tuesday. The airstrikes targeted a forested military training camp run by the Islamic extremists about 200 kilometers north of the capital of Mogadishu, according to the official. He added that the camp was also al-Shabaab's main planning base. He added that Somali officials helped the U.S. to pinpoint the location of the militant's training base. A Palestinian woman who tried to stab Israeli security forces was shot and killed by officers in Jerusalem's old city, according to Israeli police Tuesday. The woman was from East Jerusalem and in her early 50s. Officials said the paramilitary border police officers were not injured. That incident took place on a heavily patrolled street where other stabbings have occurred. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cancellation of a proposed meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama has put more strain on their troubled ties Tuesday, and it comes just before a visit to Israel by Vice President Joe Biden. The White House said Monday that it was surprised to learn first from Israeli media that Netanyahu had decided against coming to a conference of the pro-Israel lobby AIPAC in Washington on March 20th, and the suggestion in some reports that some of his reasons were Obama's unavailability to see him. An Israeli cabinet minister close to Netanyahu countered that Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer had given the White House advance warning that the trip might not happen. The death toll from clashes between Tunisian forces and extremist attackers near the Libyan border has risen to 55, including 36 attackers. That's according to the Tunisian prime minister Tuesday. He added that 7 civilians and 12 members of Tunisia's security forces also died and 17 others were injured. Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova said Monday that she had failed a drug test at the Australian Open due to a substance she was taking for health issues. That information led to longtime sponsor Nike to announce that it was suspending ties during the investigation. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.